was The Killers and Spirit. But now live at the studio, we have singer-songwriter, producer as well, Nish Faith. Hello, Nish.
Hello.
It's great to have you in the studio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I said producer because you do so much more, don't you, than just the singing?
No, I actually don't produce. So I've had like, that is something that I would like to get there and eventually start producing my own music soon, because honestly, I feel like it'll save so much time and just I can just do whatever with it. It's quite fun. I've had like a little dabble with it on GarageBand, but it doesn't compare to like obviously the professionals.
Yeah it's something, because it's like it's your music, isn't it, so you want the full control over it, so sometimes it's really difficult.
Exactly
You're handing over your work to somebody else.
And also if it can't fit within their time frame and all that jazz, it's just it just becomes a bit complicated and you're like, oh my god, when will I ever release a song that something that I actually worked on like last year has not been released, and I'm like, oh my god. But yeah, that's another story for another day, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's the same as all sort of independent artists.
I know, 100%.
All the same thing,
I feel like sometimes as an independent artist you also don't get taken too seriously, so sometimes they're just like, it's a bit wishy-washy, and I'm like, oh okay, that's cool.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's a difficult. It's finding the right people right around 100%. You as well.
Honestly, it's having the right people for sure as your team.
Yeah.
That makes a huge difference.
Totally, yeah. So do you do like open mics and stuff like that as well?
Yeah, no, I do. I haven't actually done one in a while, but yeah, I've done a couple of open mics here and there, which has been fun, and it's been nice to like build like a community and meet a lot of like other people who are also on the same boat as you, so it's been good fun. I would like to do more though, so just to get in the rhythm, because I just do it so like sporadically that I end up not getting used to it, and then when I end up doing one again, I'm like, oh my gosh, the nerves are back. Even though like I'll be going in and I'm like so confident, I'm like, yes, I can do this now, and then I'll start performing and literally can hear my voice getting shaky, and I'm like, oh, hopefully that doesn't happen today.
No, we'll be fine today, I'm sure. Well, you've been talking all right so far in the studio, so I'm sure it'll be fine. You're all hydrated as well, right?
I think so. I hope so anyway.
Yeah, so we're going to have the song actually that I played out as my track of the week. I don't know if it's 2 or 3 weeks ago. Can you remember?
I think it was around then.
It
that
was,
time,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to play that one because you actually had two versions of that anyway,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I released like the sped up version of it only recently, I think. When was it? Like end of Jan, I think.
Time's so quick. You're asking me.
Yeah,
I don't
honestly
know.
I'm so bad with time, but yeah, I think it was around that time.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play a song now because you've got your backing track. We're going to play this one now. I'm going to turn my mic down. Ooh. And it's called
Dance What I See.
Here we go.
I think I called you again last night. Too many glasses of red wine. Woke up the next day not as fine. Drowned in a wave of my own design. So what if I told you that you can be betrayed by yourself so easily? It hurts to lose someone, especially if that someone was me. Jump overboard with all my thoughts. No response is a clear response. It's all just part of a game that I don't wanna play. Aren't you feeling any guilt? Thought that we had something real. Shook your hand but didn't get my side of the deal that was bound to decay. Oh, tired of being the girl who cries herself to sleep. Oh.
Production on that.
Olive, who's the producer who like worked on this song, she honestly did such an amazing job. And yeah, and we kind of like, I told her about the story and why I wanted to like work on this song, and I wrote it like pretty much similar to that, but we like, she looked at it and was like, okay, I get it now. And we kind of like changed some of the lyrics here and there, and yeah, just made it into a better story and more of a clearer message, I think.
She had the picture, what, of your picture that you had in your head,
I basically just, like, told her, like, the story behind it so she can get a better vision for it. And, I thought it came out okay.
And the story is?
Oh, so the story is basically, like, just a little dance party in a boat. And, and, like, met someone and thought it was going in a right direction, but yeah, it just didn't work out the way you'd hoped and just got ghosted. I think I just became a little bit delusional, I think, and just didn't really go the way I'd hoped. But
happens to everyone, this
one. Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
That's why it's a relatable song.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, at least I hope it is.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Now, a little bit more about your background, because you actually came to London from Austria when you was about 8, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did. So I was born in Innsbruck. Yeah. If you've been to Innsbruck, then, you know, a bit of skiing, I think that's what it's known for.
Oh, right. Okay.
Although,
I recognise the name, yeah.
Yeah, but I actually haven't done a bit of skiing myself, so I would like to, like, go back and just do my little Shall It Go experience. But then I moved to London when I was 8, and, it was hard, like, trying to merge with people and, like, picking up on English. Although, like, my mum was teaching us, like, English before we moved, but obviously it wasn't, you know, fluent level, so
it's a difficult transition. But I suppose obviously then that's what helped you with having all these different kind of musical influences as well.
Yeah, no, 100%, because obviously, like, I'm like, my family's Indian, and we have that sort of like community, would you call it?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Totally.
And then so obviously, like, grew up with like the Bollywood influences, and we watch like so Hindi's like, I guess, like, my first language, because that's the language, like, my parents speak. Also, it's similar to Urdu, so that's, again, another language, but it's written differently. But anyways, and then, like, obviously, being in Austria, we would speak German, and I still know a little bit. Was has lost my deal? Okay.
No idea what that is. You could have been saying
anything.
I
said that. That means, like, what's your problem? Oh. Okay, never mind. I probably shouldn't have said that. But, so I know a little bit, and I've been trying to, like, learn German. Fair. But I just want to, like, learn it again, because I still have a lot of family members living there, and I would like to just know what the hell they're saying.
Yes, of course, of course.
But yeah, and then English is just another language. But we had to learn French in school, so I was just like, oh my gosh, there's just too many languages now.
Multilinguist as well. You can include that on your songs as well.
Yeah, I feel like even when I'm speaking English now, like, I'm like, I can hear like the German accent just kicking in sometimes,
really?
Especially my V's and W's.
Sure.
For sure, like, that's like the main ones that get twisted sometimes. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Have you ever slipped up like that, though, in a conversation?
Yeah, like, I think I have. And then, like, I remember, like, my flatmates in uni sometimes would, like, let me know. They're like, you pronounce that wrong. And I'm like, oh, well. And I'll just tell them, like, the backstory, and they'll be like, oh, okay.
Nice.
Sorry. Well, but, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lynch, let's get on to your next track before we have a little bit of a break. It is Time. You want to give us a bit of a backstory with that one?
So Time was actually, like, the first song that I wrote that I really liked off the little songs that I did when I was, like, trying to get into this. And, yeah, it's just something about, like, just trying to escape, like, your reality and...
Yeah.
Jump into a different one, kind of like Marvel reference, because in Marvel, as you if you're Marvel fans, then you know like how many different universes there are. Yeah. So I'm like, it would be cool to like have that in reality.
I love the Marvel thing with it.
And yeah, and just like escape your, I don't know, I suppose like your miserable state.
Yeah, or your reality. Sometimes it's nice just to escape for a little while, right?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, so here comes time. You ready?
Yep.
Yep. Be back with more from Nish after the ads. Right, we're back here on Phoenix FM Drive on Friday the 16th of February at 4:50. Where did the time go? So we're in the studio still with Nish. Hello, Nish. How you doing? Yeah, yep. So you're almost on to your last song, but I just want to cover a couple of things because obviously you've released quite a lot of music as well. So Dance Floor at Sea, Time. And the thing is, with Dance Floor at Sea, you then had a sped up a version, then with Time you
also sped up. Yeah,
so with your new one Ego, which we're going to hear in a minute, is there going to be another version of that coming out as well eventually?
I don't know, I think I might just leave it as the original. Okay. And then just I guess maybe later in the future, like Never Say Never, but
sure,
yeah, if people want to hear a sped up version of it, then cool, I might release that.
Yeah, because it seems like there's a theme going on, to be fair. So
yeah,
I
feel like it's a little trend, and I'm like, you know what, I might as well just jump in the little bandwagon.
Totally, yeah. So listen, what have you got coming up? Because what we're going to do, we're going to end up with your song, because that's the last thing we're going to do, and then we're just going to say goodbye. But so your new track, Ego, is on Instagram as well. It's on Insta, and it was actually on all your different socials as well, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
Because you do the videos for yourself, don't you, as well?
So I only really self-timed my Time video.
Right.
But yeah, like my Dance Without Sea video was actually filmed by one of my friends that I met on like an acting little set. So that was pretty fun. And then for Ego, it was actually filmed by one of my housemates.
Well, I know what track's coming up now. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Ego?
Ego is about... It's quite funny. It's literally just about me making fun of someone's shoes. People with big ego who literally... Yeah. I was like, okay, you know what? You literally wear the same shoes. So like, why have you got such a big ego? Goodbye.
Okay.
That's where the song comes in.
Great stuff. So we're ready for that one. Ready?
Deep end, you're dipping toes in every pool, not sure how well this could end for you. Wearing those same old shoes that you wear every single week, I guess there are no rules. You know your money can't afford to buy you cool. Doesn't have to be so high. You're so dry. Had to convince my friends that you're just shy. Baby, please don't think that you could ever learn to change. I'm ashamed, and you're the only one there is to blame. I'm playing with your hair. Go out to get some air. Painted this dreamy version. Woke up to this nightmare. Around the town, but we still end up getting nowhere. This game is not at all fair. Oh, it would be so cute if that's a memory of my youth. Go drop that E. Doesn't have to be so high. You're so dry. Had to convince my friends that you're just shy. Baby, please don't think that you could ever learn to change. I'm ashamed, and you're the only one there is to blame.
Cheers, Niche. That's Ego. So listen, where can we find you? Where can we find you?
So yeah, just Niche Faith on any platform, really.
Niche, listen, thank you so much.
Thank you again. I was not expecting that, but yeah, thank you for having me.
That's great. Cheers, Niche. All right, now we have one from the 80s taking us up to the top of the hour. I will see you after five with This Is Brass in Pocket with Pretenders.